Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Out there know how George Soros, the chief financier of the Democrat Party, got to be a billionaire? He invested in a lot of things, but what he's most known for is currency investment in the beginning, then currency manipulation. In fact, as he became politically and economically powerful, he was known for collapsing currencies in countries, all the while betting against them. Is he doing that in America? And could you collapse a currency at least partly through depolicing? It's not far-fetched. In fact, it sure looks a lot like what the Washington Post was writing about yesterday. The article is called How the Urban Doom Loop Could Pose the Next Economic Threat. And they use the word apocalypse, as in, quote, a commercial real estate apocalypse, particularly in mid-sized cities, could spiral into the broader economy. As I tell you what they reported, keep in mind who holds the mortgages on most of the buildings in mid-sized cities. It's regional banks. Who has the most exposure in treasury bonds in terms of owning them? Mid-sized and small regional banks. Now look what the Soros prosecutors have done. Almost every day now, we have a major news story out of a blue city about a shocking closing. Let's just pick today's headline. In the UK Daily Mail, San Francisco Nordstrom closes after nearly three decades in business among rise in crime. Wait, where have you heard about that Nordstrom recently? Nordstrom closes headline was from August 28th. This one is from the 13th of August. Headline, Nordstrom Westfield Topanga Mall is ransacked by gang of 50 looters who targeted Bottega Veneta concession. You remember the one where they're running out and they've got the expensive purses and they're even dragging the stands, which are still attached to the purses by the anti-theft devices behind them. Do you remember that weekend? Yeah, same Nordstrom. 2 weeks later, it closed. For good, after decades of being an iconic San Francisco area store. Why? According to the UK Daily Mail, the theft gangs, made possible by the lenient crime policies and COVID. Now let's go back to the Washington Post. The article, How the Urban Doom Loop Could Pose the Next Economic Threat. And they're not saying kind of a bad time or maybe a recession. Quote, a commercial real estate apocalypse is what they say here. Why are they telling you this? To prepare their sheeple for what's coming. They don't care about us, but they're going to see a large-scale failure at a catastrophic level, and in their words, apocalypse level of liberal blue cities. And they want to begin setting the narrative now. And to begin explaining away catastrophic things we've never seen before. Like when we watched the Hilton chain flee San Francisco, taking 15% of San Francisco's hotel rooms with it. They walked away from a $700 million mortgage like that because the rooms and the business was no longer viable. Well, here's Washington Post. In Indianapolis, Technology giant Salesforce is paring back a quarter of its office space in the tallest building in Indiana, in Atlanta. The private investment giant Starwood Capital defaulted on a $212 million mortgage on a 29-story office tower. Now listen to this one. In Baltimore, the Washington Post writes, a landmark building sold for $24 million last month, roughly $42 million less than it fetched in 2015. But it's not just a handful of blue cities, they say, and they're right. All across the country, downtowns, office spaces, and shopping centers are at risk of becoming ground zero for a new economic hazard, the urban doom loop. Okay, they talk here about New York and San Francisco, sure, but they talk about Milwaukee to Memphis, people working from home. That came from COVID, and they're right about that. But what has prevented a lot of these companies from sending their workers back when they've begun to want to is the extreme crime post the summer of love. Not all these businesses want to give up all their office space, but they're condensing inside a new shrunken map of America. Remember this from last week from the New York Post? This article just blew me away. I'm still talking about it a week later. Headline, New York loses $1 trillion in Wall Street business as firms flee the city. How many? 160 Wall Street firms. But where did they go? The bulk, 56, went to Florida, like Icon Capital Management. They're not having everyone work from home. Far from it. They just closed down their Manhattan office and on Fifth Avenue in the General Motors building and reopened a new one in a 14-story office complex in Miami. See, the map of America is shrinking down to about five states. Bloomberg calls it the new South. So it's primarily Florida, and then the rest of it is Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, where these big businesses are fleeing for safety and economic sanity. Notice these are places, by and large, without Soros prosecutors. The Washington Post warns correctly about the already historic rates of delinquency on loans, 30%, they say, even for popular places like Charlotte, North Carolina, Hartford in Connecticut, Oklahoma City, places like that, that are struggling. And they say, look, fewer office space leases mean fewer workers downtown. So all the downtown businesses, they have high leases as well, are struggling too. New businesses come in? Forget about it. Have you seen mortgage rates caused by inflation in printing or the need to bring down inflation caused by the printing Congress is doing? Nope. No new businesses. Well, here's the problem. Close to 50% of that debt is scheduled to be restructured or refinanced in 2023 and through the end of 2024. That's why 2 months ago, Elon Musk warned this is the biggest systemic financial risk to America right now. Because Congress shows no signs of stopping the printing. And if it doesn't stop the printing, we can't bring down the interest rates. In fact, just as Powell said this weekend, they're going to have to keep going up and up and up. And folks, we have added to the national debt at the fastest rate that we have ever seen since that debt limit was erased. When we did it, our national debt was at $31.1 trillion. That was the first week of June. It's the last week of August. We're at $32.8 trillion. That's extra borrowed or printed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's exactly why Jerome Powell this weekend, our Federal Reserve Chairman, said he's going to have to keep raising interest rates. The only thing that causes inflation, it's not a hot economy or even a good economy, or we'd have had massive inflation under Trump. No, it's the printing. He knows they're still printing. He knows interest rates will have to go up. Well, as these struggling office spaces, which the owners, which as I demonstrated, are already beginning to walk away even now as they face refinancing, over half of them in 23, 24, 25 at what, elevated interest rates? They're just going to give up and walk away. What'll that do? Collapse the regional banks. Because keep in mind, the double-edged sword, those regional banks own a lot of treasuries they can't get rid of too. So what you have here from the Washington Post is admitting that what Elon Musk said in June is in fact true. Headline, Yahoo Finance, commercial real estate is melting down fast. Elon Musk said in a recent tweet, home values next. This is exactly what he's talking about. The Soros-induced double whammy. Why is it Soros-induced? On the one hand, he's fomenting deadly chaos in these cities so people won't go to downtowns with his Soros prosecutors. On the other hand, he's pressing this Democrat Party into printing and printing and printing and printing. I mean, he funds everything they do. So that's got to be him, too. You put these two things together, and what do you have? The kind of currency war George Soros has launched on country after country. I want to pause here to thank the sponsor of this podcast, PhD Weight Loss. I lost 29 pounds in 6 months, but the real victory has been that I've now kept it off for 8 months. And there's been another victory I didn't even anticipate. The PhD love makes you so happy, and people around you see you losing weight. They want to do it too. My husband's not even on the plan. He's just picked up some habits from me and he's lost more than 10 pounds. Look, nutrition, eating healthy is a lifestyle. It's not something you're born with. It's a skill. It's also a culture and you learn it from PhD Weight Loss. But what I love is you can learn it from anywhere because PhD Weight Loss can be done from home. There's somebody doing it right now in all 50 states. You can still do the weekly weigh-in, meet with your coach, tackle all your challenges all online, all from the convenience of your own home. Check it out. See if it'd be for you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Meanwhile, a very, very strange thing is going on in Michigan. I've known about this for about a week, but I wanted to see the police report for myself. And I think what's emerging here is the outline of the Democrat Party's absentee ballot voter fraud machine. And it's a monolith. It's massive. Listen to what happened. This is a crazy story. About 2 weeks before the 2020 election, a woman shows up at the city clerk's office in Muskegon, Michigan. She's dropping off the last in a batch of more than 10,000 voter registration forms she's gathered. Her name, Brianna Hawkins, and her employer, GBI Strategies. They work for the Democrats. What got the city clerk's attention, she called the police, was that there's only about 4,000 unregistered people total in the whole city. And yet this woman had turned in 10,000 registrations. That's going to attract a lot of attention in a city that only has 25,957 registered voters total before the 10,000 they turned in and 29,000 people of voting age. In other words, this is impossible. So she calls the police. They file a police report, begin investigating, and they get the state police involved too. In the 2020 police report, I'll attach a copy of this article so you can then link. There's a link in it to the police report. I'll attach it to the podcast today, to the description. According to the 2020 police report, the clerk told the police some of the irregularities found in the voter registration forms included invalid and non-existent addresses, erroneous phone numbers, signatures that didn't match those on existing records, and numerous forms that seemed to be filled out and signed by the same hand. Liberal fact checkers have already begun trying to tear this apart, and they're using a ruse that's easy to debunk. The fact checker, one of them, says that there were only 42 fraudulent applications. Well, that alone is enough for a prison stay. But that actually comes from page 3 of the police report, which says that the clerk turned over 42 fraudulent applications to Officer Foster. It was a sample. She never checked all 10,000. She only reported those because the math was impossible. In other words, we don't know how many of them are fake. No one can seem to get their hands on them. In fact, the only reason we're finding out about this now is because two members of the state Republican Party fought a FOIA lawsuit to get a copy of the police report after the police refused to turn it over. In the beginning, Mrs. Meech, the city clerk, was giving interviews, but now she's gone silent, telling the Epoch Times, on August 13th, "I cannot speak to the facts of the case at this time. I am sorry that I cannot be of more help." By the time the investigation heated up, the Michigan State Police had even involved the FBI. Yet when the Epoch Times asked the FBI for comment, they never responded. The Attorney General's office was also allegedly investigating, but she's a Democrat and super busy prosecuting the 16 alternate electors that were appointed in Michigan to vote for Trump if any evidence of election corruption was found. They didn't actually intend to vote for Trump, only if it was found. And this investigation, these allegations were part of the reason why they were impaneled. By the way, they're now being investigated for felony level crimes by the same attorney general who refuses to do anything about this. Why is that significant? It looks like, once again, the Democrat Party's using their usual playbook. Investigate and charge your opponent for whatever you're doing. The scary part, after reading the police report, is that this woman, Brianna Hawkins, is still on the loose and has never been charged, and that this organization, GPI, worked for at least half a dozen states in the 2020 election. What are they doing now? Ditto for other organizations like them working for the Democrat Party.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.